So you think, you know, what's next. And that's why your life feels like this. My name is Mr. 2020. You are listening to the Free Novel Gutter Podcast. Coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia, it is, oh my God, it is Wednesday, the 1st of May, 7 o'clock exactly a.m. I can't see the sun, but I can see the sunshine. I've been listening to the birds for quite a while. Oh, boy, I've got a yummy day ahead. Live one-on-one call with one of my lovely, remarkable mates. She's just darling. Ah. Meanwhile, you think, you know, what's next. And that's why your life feels like this. And for a lot of people, that's called a good day. You know, they've got frantic, they've got fear, they don't know what's coming near. Been there, done that. PTSD, anxiety, didn't sleep for years, it felt like. Didn't rest. I mean, it was bad, man. It was really bad. It's bad enough I took one pill. Right? The psychiatrist gave, you know, said, hey, look, you know, why don't you try pills? For years. Felt like ages. I let myself suffer for years. And, I took one pill, and I noticed I had some weird thoughts, man. And then I went to the hospital, and I went into the doctor's library, and I read up on the side effects of that one pill, and it's like, I am never taking that pill again. All right, 2 weeks later, I go back to see the P-shrink, and I saw the P-shrink, and they said, well, how's it going? You sleeping better? I said, I quit taking them. I took one and had really interesting thoughts, and I decided not going to play that game. And that was a turning point for me. Because I tried it my way. Then I tried it their way. And I decided, you know what, there's got to be a better way. There's got to be a different way. There's got to be something that I haven't factored in my infinite stuckness. In my infinite stuckness, I was making really interesting decisions. Like, yep, I agree with that, so that's what I'm going to do. Oh, that doesn't make any sense, not going to do that. You see, in my infinite stuckness, I decided what was going to work and what wasn't going to get me out of it. In my infinite stuckness. And you know, you can't help but do that, because in the state you're in, the state determines the decisions you make. The state determines what you accept as real, and what you accept as real determines your state. It gets a little loopy. But I had to open up, become innocent and trusting, and just go, you know what? I seem to recall something from the past. And I started plugging in the people that were clued in. But I seem to digress. Because I thought I knew what worked. Because I thought I knew what would work in my infinite stuckness. I could stop right there. And you know, I'm going to invite you to something. And if there's a part of you, a layer of you that gets, there's something different that I don't know, that I'm not doing. Yet there's something different that you don't know that you're not doing. Just like when I was learning martial arts, starting with Rick, moving to Bob, moving on to Nick, and so on and so forth, I just climbed the ladder to the master. Right? And I took what they gave to me. Yeah, I paid for it, both in money and in time. I put skin in the game. You see, here's what happens. When we're stuck, we will do anything to put as little or no skin in the game. And when you put skin in the game, everything changes. In other words, I was interested in martial arts. I was reading up all about Kenpo, and I was even imagining being a Kenpo black belt. But I can tell you the day that I went to my dad, because I was in St. John the Baptist Catholic school, and they passed out a flyer, a little piece of shit flyer from the local YMCA. I can still see it in my brain. Because first-degree black belt Rick Pockstaller was starting up a Kenpo karate class. And I lost my mind. Problem. No money. I was poor. I was taking newspapers and shit, but it's like, gotta buy a uniform, gotta buy protective gear, gotta buy a cup, gotta buy a mouthpiece, gotta pay for the classes, gotta. And of course, I mean, you can show up for the first couple weeks and wear sweatpants or something like that, but if you're gonna stick around, and I wasn't going in half-assed. So I asked my dad. We were driving north on US Route 119 near the Volkswagen plant. See, I can even tell you where we were. And I told him, I want to take martial arts. Will you pay for the classes? You see, I was willing to buy the uniform and the protective gear and the cup. And my dad stares off into the distance for a while, right? We're going down the road in this pickup truck. It actually slows down a little bit. I can tell he's deep in thought. And he says, at your age, why are you interested in martial arts? You know, being married. And I said, no, Dad, martial arts, karate, kung fu. He's heard of those things. He's like, oh, all right. Yeah, I'll help you with that. What else do you need? And he paid for my classes until I was a green belt. At green belt, they let me start being an assistant instructor, and my instructor, I moved from Rick to his instructor, Bob, and Bob said, I'm not going to charge you. You're going to help. And then the fun really began. But I had to stretch. I had to risk my dad rejecting. What if my dad rejected it? Do you think that would have stopped my dream? The dream that in one way or another helped move me around the world? You may say I'm a dreamer, but I am not the only one. The thing is, I dream what moves me. I dream a different me. Meanwhile, everything I learned from Rick, Bob, Nick, and so on. There were times where I was tempted to say, I already know that, I'm already doing that, and I learned real quick. I may think I know, I may think I'm doing that, but there's a reason why they, in their infinite wisdom, are helping me with my infinite stuckness. Why can't I land a kick like you do? I'm doing exactly what you do. And the fun begins. So, ready? Here we go. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to imagine up something lovely as we go into the silence, and I'm going to invite you to two opportunities. You can say no, or you can say more, please. If you're getting gold from the podcast, I'm telling you, more please would be fun, wouldn't it? Because that's what you want anywhere and everywhere in life. More of the good. On the other hand, you can say no, because in your infinite stuckness, you know what works. You know you're already doing it. And that's my offer. Well, not really. That will be my offer in just a moment. After we imagine up something lovely as we go into the silence. All right, so you know we send out emails. We do these open live calls. They're a lot of fun, 10 people, all that stuff. You can always join in them. Check your emails if you're on the email list. If not, why not? And if you're not checking your emails, you're missing out on some good shit. And you don't have to put any skin except a little bit of time if you check your emails. But let's dive deeper. Identity-BasedManifesting.com. It's way more than just changing what you think about yourself. It's about changing who you are, because you can live a life full of passion and purpose, or you can live a life where fear and frustration dominate and move you. Totally up to you. Identity-BasedManifesting.com. And finally, we've got this thing called Remarkable. Join Remarkable.com. It is the most effective way, the most cost-effective way for you to have routine contact with us and play in a small group of people that have skin in the game. You see, that makes a difference. Because a lot of people are satisfied with learning about and figuring out. We're into exploring. Join Remarkable.com. We've got a cool little Facebook group. We've got about $1,500 in goodies we give you just as a member. We have a monthly call. It's a lot of fun. And like I said, you got a choice today. You can say no. Yeah, 'cause you already know. Or you can say more, please. And join in the dance. My name is Mr. 2020. You've been listening to the Neville Goddard Podcast. Dive deeper, soar higher. Have a lovely day. See ya.